Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
The end of June. The very last episode of Chit Chat before I pack my backpack and set off in search of summer adventures and inspirations for the next season of Chit Chat. While thinking of what to tell you about today, I finally made up my mind to touch upon so-called conscious traveling. Traveling has become my passion. I try to discover undiscovered places, somewhere off the beaten track and far from crowded tourist places. Throughout all those years, I've tried to become a traveler respectful to the local communities, culture and nature. So, what does it mean to me? Well, first of all, reading a lot about the place I'm heading for. Nothing will give you a better knowledge of current political situation or an attitude towards foreigners than learning something about the history of the place. It will help you understand local discrepancies and somehow the topics which may be worth avoiding in day-to-day conversations. Remember that you usually represent a different cultural background, different approach to life, so don't judge others, especially when you are visiting their homes or simply the country. Sometimes the rules and everyday life routine may be far from your expectations, but still, be ready for surprises. If you travel with an open mind, don't make any prejudices, and accept whatever the new day brings to you, even the hardest obstacles are just temporary. Besides, any inconveniences were the result of your earlier decision to visit the place. So don't blame the locals for lack of traditional Polish food or uncomfortable bed or even the noise outside. Your comfortable bed is waiting for you back at home. And vacation is about trying out something new. If you miss comfort, book a room in a five-star hotel, not a hostel. While traveling, another thing that changes is the time perspective. Time, though flies the same for everybody, is perceived differently. So if you, let's say, go to Africa, don't expect to arrive on time in the European sense. Just chill out, relax, plan in advance, and reserve some extra time for such problems. And one of the last things. Make sure that the money you pay for the admission to visit, let's say, a village or any kind of zoo goes either to the local people or is collected to help animals you're looking at. Under no conditions or circumstances should you support child labor by giving money to begging children, animals, poor life conditions, or the locals being kept in a closed village that is only open for tourist visits. Anyway, I wish you unforgettable vacation. Leave your studies behind and just relax, no matter where you're gonna be.
Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.